is Chris. You're listening to I Like the Scribbles here on CITR 101.9 FM. It's last Friday of the month. So it's the last I Like the Scribbles of February. And it means rent's due this weekend, everybody. I'd like to thank Daryl and Derek for the intro to the show. Check out Thunderbird Radio, Thunderbird Sports tomorrow. I believe the show starts around 5. But anyways, this is Speedy J. I'm going to cut it short, but that's going to be a while until I find something else. 822-2487 if you want to say hi.
Craigslist.
Oh yeah, great. Where are you calling from?
I'm over in WeHo.
You looking to come to me?
If you need to, big boy.
Yeah, I don't usually do out calls. I'm near Worcester Fairfax.
Excellent, excellent. How long are you available? How long can I have you for, Brent? Is that you in the shower? That's your picture, right?
That's me, yeah.
I think it's your curly hair that's making me call you.
Oh good. What were you looking for exactly?
I wanted you to drag your cock all over my back.
Uh-huh.
How much for that?
And what?
Just wanted you to drag your cock lately all over my back.
And nothing else? You don't want a massage or anything?
Yeah, no, a massage too. That'd probably be nice. I mean, it's not as well.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And,
Yeah, and if you could take up the piss on my butt cheeks.
I've never really done that. I've never pissed on anybody.
No way. Have you? I'm sure you've been interested or curious.
No, I'm not sure to piss. I don't even know how to do it, you know?
You don't know how to pee?
I do, but I mean, chances are I have a hard on and start to piss when you have a hard on.
Oh, no. So this all has to be no hard on. No hard on.
You don't search for a match. Get high $50. Log on to eHarmony.com and get your personality profile.
I feel so smoothie.
And try the new tropical fruit smoothie in coconut, and coconut flavor.
Ah, now I could have had
creamy
nut
pleasure.
Eat your shit.
We mean it.
The adults are having breakfast. You need to be patient and wait in the...
It's time to open presents! It's Christmas!
Not now, Tyler. The adults are having breakfast. You need to be patient and wait in the family room.
It's time to open presents! It's Christmas!
Not now, Tyler. The adults are having breakfast.
Okay, I'll go wait in the family room! I know this is the moment I've been waiting for all my life! I'm finally gonna get them! Trans! Overs!
The Transformers were $6 a pop!
These were 12 for $3.50, and they're better because they move at every joint!
I wanted Transformers! I don't know what these toys are! White brain with socially conscious lyrics! Kill a pay, no homo! I hate these guys! I don't want to play with these! Who's there? Is that you, Spider-Man?
Nah, son. It's Hotshot, a.k.a. Crumby D. Listen, Transmorphers is your new favorite toy, you understand? Tomorrow you's gonna wake up and play with us all fucking day. You gonna make Icetron capture the battle blocks. And then you gonna transform Optimus Prime into Cadillac Escalade form. And then you gonna listen to Whitebread's new mixtape. And I swear to God, if you compare it to Eminem and hurt his feelings, I will personally take this knife and peel your fucking wig back. Now go to sleep and have transmorphic dreams, bitch.
Dear, where's Tyler?
He's playing Transmorphers. I guess he changed his mind.
Tyler, how are those Transmorphers?
Great lineup!
All right, sweetheart.
They spotted me in the eye!
Snake eyes, bitch.
That's it! You guys are not allowed to play Dice Mirror anymore!
What? Bitch, I'm MaxiPad! I play dice in your eye any day or fucking second I choose, you heard? Oh shit! It's Popo Action Rangers and Mega Fun Battle Squad Riot Gear! Let's get the fuck out of here!
You're all under arrest! The charge? Driving 55 in a 54! Transmorphers! Rappers in disguise! Fuck hip hop mixed with R&B! Make bitches see it's real in the streets! Kill snitches!
Introducing First On. Itchy skin? First On. Apply directly where it itches. First On. Maximum strength itch relief. Available at Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and Rite Aid.
You gelling?
We're gelling, gelling.
Gelling, gelling is something very compelling.
Dr. Scholl's.
There are times you gotta ask yourself.
Yeast infection itch?
Get
Vagisil medicated wipes.
For trucks. Heat activated. No leading.
Maximum strength medicine.
Delivers more torque than
Vagisil medicated wipes.
For trucks.
Anytime, anywhere.
Number 12. I call it Sweeten the Deal! Step 1, fighting stance with a loud yell!
Hey!
Step 2, oh, you've got a gun. I got a money for you. I got something even better, pal. It's a coupon for Marlboro cigarettes. Oh! Hey!
Tony Leon, the Ultimate Suit Defense System DVD collection can be yours. Pay in 6 easy installments of $19.95. Order now and get the bonus documentary disc, Tears of Joy, Tears of Pain, and an imaginably powerful blow to the head, The Tony Leon Story. The Ultimate Street Defense System features over 700 techniques with step-by-step instructions. Survival of the fittest means you need ultimate defense on the streets.
Survival of the fittest means you need ultimate defense on the street.
Call or log on to ultimatestreetdefense.tony now. Bye. Bye. Bye.
D-Rock!
Dream then. Don't relax. Everyone additional $1 million extreme now.
Dude, you're always bragging about how fast your car is. Too bad that shit's not future fast.
Dude, Jason, I told you 1,000 times. It came with all the shit when I bought it. What the hell is that?
It's a street racer from the future.
And why is there a street racer from the future?
You're always bragging about how your shit's so future fast. So I sent a time capsule 100 years in the future.
Oh my god, you're fucking unbelievable.
Yeah, I have followed the instructions on this time capsulated note. And come back in time to feet race.
Feet race? I wanted a street race. You were supposed to bring your whip and show that rhomboid what Future Fast was all about. Bumba Clot!
My whip? Of course. In the future, all citizens carry an X11 Electro Whip at all times.
Future Boy thought we meant an actual whip. What a 486.
Whip means car. You're gonna race our car.
Your primitive naming conventions are irrelevant. Even with just my feet, I am faster than the fastest car of my time. The Hyundai Particle Beam C253Y00000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000
You are an inferior machine!
Dude, I told you this car was in future fast!
Shabba!
Alright, future man. You're fast. Faster than anything I've ever seen before. Why don't you come chill with us on the porch and have a drink with us?
You mean in this age, Rastafarianism isn't the world religion? All right. It was real cool chilling with you bros, but now I have to get back to my home year of 2008. See you guys, laser!
OMG! He did not just say that! Dude, it's see you guys later?
No, it is see you guys, laser!
Shabba!
Febreze. Febreze, Febreze.
Activon Ultra Strength Joint and Muscle. Apply directly where it hurts. Activon. Safe and effective pain relief. Activon Ultra Strength Joint and Muscle. In stores now.
Gas checking it out. It's a dead planet.
Dude, that was not cool.
Yo, what up, son?
Yo, what up, Neptune? Oh, shit, the sun!
What up, y'all? Everybody be cool.
Oh, my God, now I'll never get back to the X-11 Nebula.
Chill out, y'all.
Oh, there's a reason real clear to the whistle.
Hi, my name is Kim Kim. That's right, I'm the famous Korean hand model. And there's only one formula lotion that I trust for these babies. Baby Soft. It's not just for babies.
Baby Soft, alternate taglines.
Baby Soft. The next generation lotion. Baby Soft. It's not a cure for AIDS, but it's a start. Baby Soft. Not to be confused with Soft Baby, the all-purpose industrial solvent. Baby Soft. Put it on your deck.
Thank you.
Santa Claus all your life, everyone. Trust me again. Believe me. Slam body lotion for men. Trust me.
Slam. The lotion for men. The only lotion so extreme.
Hey, you're a guy. And you don't want no sweet-smelling girly lotion. You want Slam lotion for men. Take it from me. I'm a box.
And I'm an energy drink.
Slam. Lotion for men. The only lotion extreme enough for your extreme lifestyle.
Yeah. Cool. Okay. Peter, Paul, John, Saul. I can't pick my favorite. I think I'll take them all. I'm Christian, strong, intelligent. Man, you ain't steering me wrong. I'm holding God's hand. All my words come to the promised land. Jesus is my homeboy. I have that shirt. I pray to God's son with my knees in the dirt. Did you hear what I said? God is my homie. I took a plane to heaven and he said, yo, G, we eat pizza, smoke blunts, and make raps. This is one idea out of the minds that I tap.
Thank you. sometimes forget to wake up? Do you remember who woke you up this morning? Was it the sun? Do you remember what you had for breakfast? How did it taste? Did you remember to brush your teeth? Sometimes you forget. Did you ride to school today? Or arrive like a king on a royal ship? Or did you take your bike for a short trip? Or ride high up in the air to see the world from up there? Do you remember how you got to school today? Can a spring forget? If you press it down, does it always go back to where it was before? Do you remember how to do things you've done once before? Can you zip your own zipper? Can you button your buttons? Or snap your snaps? Do you remember to do things you don't like doing? Who cleans up after you? Or closes the door behind you? And turns off the faucet when you do it? Is it easier to remember the things you like doing? Are there some things you remember to do no matter what? Did you ever forget your own name? Did you ever forget how to run? Could a duck forget how to swim? Or a goose how to honk? Did you ever forget? To swallow your food? Are there some things that help you remember? What does an alarm clock do? Sometimes we leave things behind.
Have you ever been afraid? Everybody is afraid of something. Even very brave people. Are you afraid of things that crawl? Are you afraid of some dogs? Are some dogs afraid of you? What about a pig? Were you ever afraid of the dark? Can the dark hurt you? Are you afraid of the things you don't know about? Of what you can't see and what you think is hiding there? Do monsters seem to crawl from out of the dark shadows? When the lights go on, are you still afraid? Can the dark really hurt you? Did you ever climb so high that you were too scared to come down? Or go so fast that you couldn't catch your breath? Were you ever all alone in a room when it was very still? Did you think you heard weird sounds? Were the sounds you heard really there? When another person came into the room, did the sounds disappear? Are there some things everyone ought to be afraid of? Do sudden sounds scare you? Did you ever watch the coming of a storm? The fog that creeps in over the land? And swirling birds that cross the sky? Did you ever listen to the whirling waves that crash against rock and sand? Was the storm exciting or frightening? Did you ever get lost? Does being afraid help you to look where you're going? Were you ever late for school? Did being afraid make you hurry? Do people you don't know sometimes frighten you? If you got to know them, would you be less afraid? Does everyone have a little fear inside when they don't know what to do or when things are strange and new? Does asking help? And smiling help? To melt away the fear. Bye.
I can tell you this much. I don't know if you saw the clip, but he evidently told the Secretary of Defense that he wanted to have the military swear allegiance to him.
Wow.
And that's exactly what Hitler did in 1933. He made all his generals and colonels all swear allegiance to Adolf Hitler.
Wow.
And so we are facing a horrendous situation. My buddy is a prophet of God, and he said this man is going to be the one who starts the Inquisition. He's going to put us all in the camps. So we know the camps are there, and we got what he gave us, a choice. He gave us a choice, and the Lord was planning something, but the people voted, and we got what we voted for.
Right.
So it's as bad as it can be, folks.
I know last time you were touching on a lot of things with his birth certificate. They never manifested either. They never even brought that to light.
No, they didn't. And I'll tell you what, when he took that oath of office, you'll notice that Justice Stevens, and when he gave Biden the oath of office, he said, "I will defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic."
Right.
That was completely left out. It was botched up, but it was also left out. And it was also left out on Wednesday night when he redid the oath with Justice Roberts, Chief Justice Roberts. So this whole thing is, it's the end time, and it's coming down the pipe, you know.
Yeah. Look what he feels going on in Israel right now.
Well, Israel's got some leadership over there to definitely anti-Israel. And for years I had hoped that this didn't have that problem. If they have the same new and old problem over there that we have here, they have the same. Shimon Peres is one of them. He is the biggest Jesuit that I know. And Israel has the same problem we've got. It's got a bunch of leadership over there that is being supported by the Pope of Rome and the globalists, and neither of them is things for good. They can't do and make the right move on it. And they do. And everything kitted around Israel. And they're definitely in a fun situation there and here. They're going to get, they've already given away Gaza. We're going to lose the country, the United States, and Florida, and do that one. They give away a piece of the West Bank, they're going to lose California. And when they divide Jerusalem, we're going to have the United States divided down the middle, not between four or five provinces divided between it. It'll be such a big chasm in the United States, you won't be able to build a bridge across it. My buddy drew a picture of Utah, and I have a picture of it. And it's just a map of the slice of the middle exactly as he found it. And if there are two other guys have seen the same thing. And we are in disaster straight.
Bear in mind, you should know the law was never given as a means unto righteousness. The law indeed was given as a means to restrain. The law was given to restrain evil and not to eliminate evil. Are you still wondering why it is that men cannot keep the law of God? The answer is really very simple. Wrong the first indeed to ignore the law of God. The second, the law of God is good because first of all, the law of God reveals the nature of God. God says, for example, thou shalt not commit adultery. I know that God is the kind of a God that trains and lies and deceives and wonders all that forsakes. This thing reveals the nature of man. All the things that God has said to be in his holiness. But the law was given, as far as I can see, for the tools to restrain evil, not to eliminate it. And the reason why the law of God cannot be kept is because the law of God is contrary to our nature. The law of God, indeed, as far as I'm concerned, is a revelation of the nature of God. And it can only be given to restrain our nature. Only God himself can change our nature. And he did say that he would change our name or change our nature. Our names are given to describe natures. We speak about doing things in Jesus' name. We speak about doing things in his nature. For his purpose and by his spirit to accomplish his goals and to bring his kingdom. I don't just give a command and tack on Jesus' J-E-S-U-S name at the end of our command. First of all, J-E-S-U-S was not his name to begin with. There's no J's in Hebrew. It was Yahshua. But even that, we don't tack on that name.
name, you know, do this, do that in the name of Yahshua. And we do it in the spirit of the Lord. Because everything Yahshua did, he did in the spirit of the Lord. Brother Parrish pointed out, even he in his own power did not cast out the spirits or heal the sick by anything that was within him other than that spirit of God that was within him. And did so by the leading of the Holy Ghost. So if you're laboring around trying to keep the nature or the law of God, you may as well be a frog trying to stop croaking, or a dog trying to stop barking. It's not going to happen for you. You're going to fail, and you're going to be disappointed and discouraged. What you want to do is to realize your problem. It's not a matter of your willpower, it's a matter of your nature, and God will change your nature. He'll just change it. You see, my nature is not to bark. I have no trouble not barking. It's not of my nature to bark. No problem at all. You understand what I'm saying to you? I have no problem not croaking. Somebody look at me funny. I don't look well. I think I told you about a little girl that crawled up on her grandpa's lap. I said, Grandpa, can you make noise like a frog? He said, yes, but why would I want to do that? He said, because Grandma said, when you croak, we can go to Disneyland. But if you look at the other creatures in creation and you see the laws they keep and you try to keep them, there's no trying at all. There's no try. I hope there's nobody here with piddle on the carpet rug. I don't got to put a sign up when my friends go to business and say there's no piddling on the carpet rug. But I have teach my dog and slip on the law and say, you cannot piddle here.
Check.
The law applies to the dog, doesn't apply to you because you're above that. The law is abolished as far as you're concerned. And when your nature is lifted up, the laws indeed are abolished. Not the law isn't good, the law is good. But there'll no longer be a need. You'll have and possess the nature of Christ as God begins to bring about his salvation. That's what the process of salvation is all about. It's not an event. Salvation is a process. Deliverance is a process. Restoration is a process. Instruction is a process. Learning is a process. A lot of folks come in and say, I got delivered last week. That's good. How about this week? I got folks that know in my circles, I've been in the church for 40 years, so I got saved in 1955. Congratulations, what happened in 56, 57, 58, and 59? You may have been introduced to Christ in 1955. That was the beginning point of your salvation. And we use that term, I've been saved, like as if there's no more salvation required. You will not find anywhere in God's holy book, anywhere from the book of Matthew, the book of Revelation,
I've been thinking more about it today, but I really didn't like the experience. But as I think about it, I become more open to it. Not that I would embrace it.
There's something good about the country for us. So the law was given indeed
at least I wouldn't forbid it.
And not indeed as a means to eliminate evil. It will never eliminate evil. I believe there are men and women from the book of Genesis right through Revelation.
But this is this shows how wide and how changed.
Those that believed in God, those that worked miracles in his name. Every single one of those men failed. As far as keeping the law of God.
can't be done without a change.
And our nation
has got to change our name. And deliverance will help to change our nation.
The composition.
Deliverance is the power of God, I believe, unto salvation. But I want to say also that the law was given to reveal our sin, not to make us sinless. You know, the Bible tells us in 1 John 1, 9, if we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us. The confession is not the confession that is made in a Babylonian
temple. The Bronco is an example of sheer determination of one person to be followed by the other.
It's a spiritual acknowledgement of the presence of error or fault.
Even if you couldn't hear,
can only come from God himself.
You could see
the situation
that is not a shepherd taking care of the sheep.
None of us know what it is until God reveals it to us.
The only breath of fresh air that comes is when the technology collapses. The amplifier broke. That was the one moment of freedom from the intention.
There are places in the world today where men still have
the moment that it was reinstated, the intention resumed.
What is the difference? I mean, you also have always determined to go, even if you said it's going to be normal going for me. Then it's also a determination that you have thought before you wrote the piece.
You never knew before.
You define your non-goal as goal also.
No, that's a misuse of the language.
If you
say that a non-goal is a goal, then you're using the language to defeat the mind. If I can't say non-goal, mean non-goal, instead of being a goal again,
it comes right in
the language is of no use.
Brother Powers was telling the story about the men who were doing deliverance.
I have a different attitude toward life than he is.
I'll tell you right now, Brother Powers, I need more of God's blessing in my life than what the people bring in.
It's not the same.
You can't get enough food to ensure your health. You can't get enough food to ensure the blessing of God upon your family. You can't get enough food to put angels under the wings of the plane to fly over the world. You need more than that. I feel sorry for these men who are charging the fee because they're not getting enough.
I don't think, though,
God supplies my need according to the riches that are His and the glory that's revealed in His Christ. And in Christ, all things are possible. So we receive the free will offering as a means by which to open up the floodgates to God's people.
And intention and determination.
It
would make a society that I know about to continue this.
It's the business of God to heal the sick, to open the eyes of the blind.
But do you like it? So I'd like to hear.
That's the business of the Lord.
It reminded. Say it was a good intention that he was expressing with vehemence and power. It would be like one of these strange religious organizations that you hear about. Or if it was something political, it would resemble fascism. In neither case would I want to be I much prefer the thinking of sorrow of anarchy.
I believe every single person here right now with nation ready to answer up, I would see more of the power of God and salvation. I would understand to a greater level what salvation is. I would appreciate to a higher degree the workings of my God and my life.
I don't think by any means. seeing this, inconceivable means that God can be this definite and unobtainable.
I will seek out and feel and sense and realize
it may be popular at the moment, but popularity is nothing.
Operating in my life. It's a daily thing, my friends, my brothers.
Because what is popular now is not popular tomorrow.
Well, it's all fused into the church.
All of those things have changed. Nothing is more fickle than popularity.
You wonder why at 6 or 7 years old your children can provide a good home for them. Why they're so rebellious, why they're so angry.
But I thought that in the program it says it is popular. The star, very successful. Didn't you just say he's less successful than you are? I don't know what that means.
Folks are supposedly
successful
I am. But when you analyze them with the eyes of the Spirit, you feel you realize what they're doing.
What I'm doing now is trying to find the next piece, which I'm trying. So far, I haven't succeeded.
You understand that all things come by the Spirit of God and for the glory of Christ's kingdom.
The music which he played last night was not written.
Yes,
no one was reading it.
Yes, they have all the
gifts. That's the music. That's the music. I didn't hear it.
Everybody has to understand it. It is written music.
I didn't see any music.
The lovely prophecies that say that men among them are the Holy Ghost to release the Word of God, something we can hear in our own language, that beautiful gift that God has
David Tudor's music now. It has to have David Tudor with it, otherwise it doesn't get right. And I think Branca is the same way. It has to have Branca. Laurie Anderson has to have Laurie Anderson.
You get one success one day or another.
My music is quite different. I don't have to be present.
There has been a time also in which composers sat and wanted to stay as close as possible with their own music.
Like the troubadours in the Middle Ages. Well, that's what they like.
They gotta be such
free.
I do rebuke witchcraft at the church. Can somebody say amen to that?
But with the use of modern technology. In fact, it's the modern technology that makes this that white lie.
As a man of God myself, not on board people with the knowledge of Elijah, but as a man of God myself, I knew I got high enough pressure from the Lord as it is.
They make circuits so far.
I want to get in touch with the Lord next day.
Habitually
with the Lord dealing with Jezebel on his own time.
Circuits don't work, don't function, the music.
Hallelujah! Well, it was a genuine preach of the Lord, Brother Parrish, and he prophesied the word of God, he prophesied the coming of the Messiah. And yet he himself was a king of deliverance because he could not turn down
mammon. Writing
music
which can be used by a stranger.
The promise that you cannot serve two masters. You serve the one, you'll show your hatred for the other. If you're true to the other, you reveal your contempt for that other one. You cannot serve God and mammon. And he found himself in a crossroad. The first time the king's men came, they said, I can't do it, Lord, will not be.
Or at least you can't be.
The voice will be praying in about it.
What's it called? The cord that connects us to the mother.
Price.
In Flemish, it's called the navel string.
Yes, at least to cut that.
Somebody named, what was his name? Somebody help me. Acts 6, Acts 8, somewhere around there. Simon! Oh my goodness, he had all the folks believing with great power God from the great to the least.
There was a beautiful remark by Margaret Mead. Do you know her name? I knew her. And she said that now that we live longer than we did, that there's no reason why we should continue doing the same thing all the time. That we could change more than we thought was proper before. I always try to find something new.
The idea of newness is
interests me, yes. And if you want to say then that always wanting something new is the same thing all the time, then again you're not using the language properly.
Thank God today that the Lord is leading it out. Not by luck, but Peter preaches that I used
you
to
were one step from me.
But weren't you going to go there?
I knew he was going to go. He's in jail today.
I won't tell you.
But we have to get it out of the church.
At least you opened the door.
I
toward that idea.
I need to do a ministry.
I want to sit myself down.
I wouldn't mind becoming open to them.
I don't want no mixture in it. I want a little bit of witchcraft, a little bit of prophecy.
That's why I say every now and then, can you tell me what it is?
That's what I need.
Has to do with non-communication.
Just being.
Spiritual power to move. And yes, for the Parish Jews,
one thing.
And they do
making one sound,
but
I'm not saying anything.
You don't want. They may
defy
you
the insistence.
When you're gyrating around and sitting on your rocking screen.
Is it in opposition to the environment? Is it a scream about something? Or no? No, I don't think so. It's just a scream.
You're going to get music as Brother Parisher that just comes into your spirit and glorifies Christ.
It's hopeless.
The kingdom of God is within you.
Hopeless.
That music will minister the praise of the Lord within your spirit.
You mean because it's an end in itself?
And the power of God will rise up.
Yeah, it's only about energies. It's an accumulation of energies without content, without dialectics, and without communication, without feedback.
It's
very libidinous. What does that mean?
Full of desire? But then it is dialectic, because desire is for something other than itself. The erotic.
You don't want to think of the last
one with 10,000 folks waiting for a minute of peace and Jesus.
But not with regard to anything loved.
10,000 people will be spending
just with regard to itself. Then it's purely narcissistic.
Yes.
You better know you minister.
Then of what use is it?
And he also ministered massively. Each and every one of us needs massive
probably
deliverance
useless.
From the crown of our head down
why,
to the
then how can you like it?
We need it in our soul, we need it in our emotion, we need it in our
mind.
How
can you use it?
We don't think what
useless.
God thinks, we don't feel what God feels, we don't say what God says. We've got sickness and disease, our blood is out of balance, our organs are out of balance. We have to get the massive
I find it terrifying.
So massive meaning miracles and power.
But you don't.
And
I feel like I'm getting sick or something. I gotta go home. Got a bit of a headache. Thanks for listening to the show. The last half has been interesting. It's been a lot of fun doing it. I'll be back next week, more of the same. You're on CITR 101.9 FM. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to check out the sporting event tomorrow with Derek and Daryl if they aren't too hungover.
Good to me.
to me. Good 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 to me.
Good to me.
Good to me.
Good to me.
Good to me.
Good to me.
Good to me. Good to me.
Good
to me.
Good
to me.
Good
to me.
Good
to me.
Good
to me.
Good
to me.
Good to me.
Good to me.
Good to me.
Good to me.
Good to me.
Good to me.
Good to me.
Good to me.
Good to me.
Good to me.
Good to me.
Good to me.
Good to me.
Good to me.
Good to me.
Good to me.
Good to me.
Good to me.
Good to me.
Good to me.
Good to me.
Good to me.
Good to me.
Good to me.
Good to me.
Good to me.
Good to me.
Good to me.
Good to me.
Good to me.
Good to me.
Good to me.
Good to me.
Good to me.
Good to me.
Good to me.
Good to me.
Good
to me.
Good
to me.
Good
to me.
Good
to me.
Good
to me.
Good
to me.
Good to me.
Good
to me.
Good
to me.
Good
to me.
Good to me.
Good to me.
Good to me.
Good to me.
Good
to me.
Good
to me.
Good
to me.
Good to me.
Good
to me.
Good to me.
Good to me.
Good to me.
Good
to me.
To me,
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 to
me,
to me,
to me,
to me,
to me,
Good to me.
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 Good
to me.
Good to me.
Good to me.
Good
to me.
Good to me.
Good to me.
Good to me.
Good to me.
Good to me.
Good to me.
Good
to me.
Good to me.
Good to me.
Good to me.
Good to me.
Good to me.
Good to me.
Good to me.
Good to me.
Good to me.
Good to me.
Good to me.
Good to me.
Good to me.
Good
to me.
Good
to me.
How are they going to take time and need to be instructed more if they have other issues they have to address? And I'm saying you have to address these issues. We're sick in our body and sick in our souls. We need to address those issues. God wants us to address the issues. He might be convinced that he'll set us free to do that for
him.
He'll liberate us if we can serve the Lord. He'll liberate the whole nation. What was it? 3, 4, 5, 6 million is good. He brought them out of Egypt. Why? That they may serve the Lord and they may show forth his ways.
Me.
God doesn't want us to be POWs, ladies and gentlemen. He doesn't want us to be captive. He wants to put us a captive in this preacher because of our lack of knowledge. My people are destroyed because of the lack of knowledge. We don't know what to say. We don't know what to say. We don't know what to do. We're faced with the circumstance. We don't have the counsel within ourselves. We're wisdom within ourselves to do what has to be done. And then God is purposeful to take you away. Thank God he does that.
Good to me.
Not for the purpose of just doing it, doing it, doing it, but the purpose of even doing it and moving us on. The Bible tells us in 1 John chapter 3, verse number 8, for this purpose is the Son of God revealed, manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. A lot of folks talking about the coming of the Lord. I'll tell you what, the Bible never said when he came. It said when he was revealed, the works were destroyed. Folks talk about the second coming. This is the Bible speaks of the second coming. There's no submission. You can find me in any translation of the Bible anywhere that's mentioned the second coming of the Lord. I would like to read that. Because I personally have never seen that. I was reading to Abraham. He came as fire upon Mount Moriah when Elisha began to pray. He came as a cloud by day and a cloud by fire by night as he led Israel out there. He's the coming one. He's the coming one. He came once, twice, he came 10,000 times, 10,000. He always comes. He came to you, and he came to me. The works of the devil are destroyed not by the so-called human form of Christ coming out of the clouds, but by the appearing of Christ in your heart. When the revelation of the counsel of God, the nature of God, becomes a part of who you are, Christ is coming. He should come regularly and daily in each and every one of our lives. I am looking for his coming tomorrow in the same way I look for his coming this morning and the same way I look for his coming yesterday. And he is coming in here. I might not be the nicest guy.
I wrap it up, I'll tell you what, man, when it comes to spiritual warfare, God has given me grace. I've succeeded when brothers and demons have tried to pull me down. And it's not a life by pretend or anything, God Kramer. It's Christ in me to say of the glory. It's a Christ power, a Christ resurgence, a Christ energy, a Christ revelation. It's coming forth. The brightness of his coming is not in the noonday sky, nor in the darkness night. It's in my heart. My heart is being illuminated. Need to look at things with your eyes and won't mean a doggone thing, ladies and gentlemen. I could bring some 33-year-old man in here wearing a white robe and a beard and say, this is Jesus. It wouldn't affect you in the least, even if it was. What happens to you happens to you within your understanding, within your mind, within your heart. God is spirit. And they that worship him must worship in spirit and truth. And they that are joined to the Lord are one spirit. And the power of Christ is never going to have effect on you until the power indeed is energized from within.
Your website again?
WatchmansCry.com.
WatchmansCry.com.
Off 139. I think I spotted a goal there. That was my only verse for the mass deliverance service, and that's what I'm going to give you. We're going to pray.
This is Signs of the Times, folks. We're pointing.
We have trouble with mass deliverance. Can you read this verse? I'll give you one more verse, then we're going to pray. And understand that the Savior, when he came in to do the will of his Father, when the Spirit of God indeed took on human form, and believe you and me, the Bible said in him was all the fullness of God. When we could see him at our plane, our level of understanding, when God was just crushed down up to a 6 foot or a 5 foot something, a flesh man, and we could see him. We could behold his glory. In the days of this flesh, the Bible said he preached in their synagogues throughout all of Galilee, and he cast out or expelled out the demons. That's what he did, what he preached. I don't know what most preachers do when they preach, but it's not that. I have no trouble with that. That's what he did. And I also have no trouble knowing why it was that folks despised him, because the folks that do God despise. You have a liturgy. Catechism, I'll put on a nice little black dress with a cross on the side and get down to face nice places and nice things on home. Nobody despises you. But when you uncover evil, when you expose it, when you show me this, I'm bringing the lives of people that God wants to free, you think it's despised. Well, they despise them because the blind man began to see, because the lame began to walk it. The reason why they despise him was because he spoke the truth. And he revealed the evil that was lurking in the hearts of them. When I first got deliverance, my overseers came to me and said to me, if you tell the people in the church that they have demons, it won't be long before they start believing we have demons. Well, I wouldn't want that to happen. What do I want to happen, Bishop, as I watch you work over your prophet's law sheet? The only thing you're interested in each month is how much money came in. What do I want that to happen, Mr. Assistant Overseer? You figure out the real estate owning you got all of this. We put down small down payments on big pieces of property, making all the church folks pay off the mortgages for these to go to your treasury. What do I want that to happen, Mr. Assistant Overseer? What do I want folks to think you had to do with the bride? What do I want folks to think you're trying to set up at the chief seat of the synagogue, you know? You used to go to a service. Nice place to go to a service. And they said they had shit over there. First it is, the overseer that can't put down his food. I gotta wait for him. I gotta run for him, knowing the power of God, the price of my salvation. But they wouldn't want to know what they have demons. Satan sold the contemporaries of his time, who were the rulers sitting in the seat of those authorities, and you're filled with stinks and vipers and wickedness. On that, you look so lovely. Proclaim what he proclaimed was the good news. It was the message of the kingdom of God. He didn't even preach about himself, what a lot of preachers do. He preached about a message about the kingdom of God. And that's the message he told us to preach, the kingdom of God. It's the kingdom indeed, like any other kingdom, only it's God's kingdom. All around us, folks, there are kingdoms. There are kingdoms even within kingdoms. Right now, we have the kingdom of the human race gathered here in this place. All of us are members of that kingdom. Within the humanity, there's kingdoms. There's cultures. There's something some folks do you'd never do. Something some folks wouldn't do, you do at all times. There's the kingdoms of birds, and the kingdoms of fish, and the kingdoms of bears, and the kingdoms of ants. My little granddaughter, she hates ants and bugs. I don't know why it's a
funny thing, she's only about 2 feet high, but certainly she's a lot higher than a little bug. And the bug isn't any more than the size of her toe. Yeah, when she sees a little ant coming across the path, she goes, oh, buggy, buggy, ah! And starts to scream. Now, all she sees is that bug going by. She knows nothing of that kingdom. You see fish go by, you see them, they're gone. Just the flesh of the kingdom. You see birds go by, poof, and they're gone. You never see them. The only way to understand the kingdom is to be born into it. And the only way to understand this thing, humanity, is to be born into it. And the only way to understand the God is to be born into it. You might see the air, you might see the bird, you might see the fish, but you don't give these things. You don't know what they're doing, where they're going, you don't know how they're going, how they're going. You don't know where they're going.